Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. I'm Sarah Richards. This month, the Virtuelle Mauer will be on display at the Kunstquartier Batanien in Kreuzberg. Virtuelle Mauer is an interactive exhibit that reconstructs a virtual kilometer of the Berlin Wall from Kreuzberg to Mitte. The projected image is 9 feet tall by 12 feet wide. Visitors can walk in this virtual space forward, backward, left, and right, weaving in and out of East and West Berlin, all controlled by a joystick. You can even travel back in time.
You go up to a pair of tourists, one West German punk lady and one American visitor.
That's Tamiko Thiel, one of the creators of the exhibit.
And if you go up to them while they're standing on this bridge looking at the wall, then that transforms you into the present, and it sucks you into the death strip, and all of a sudden, you're in this part of the death strip that has been turned back now into the park that it was before the wall. And then you can just walk right over into East Berlin.
Thiel grew up in the U.S. and Japan, but decided to move to Germany in 1985 to pursue a career as an artist. She had finished a degree in mechanical engineering at MIT and wanted to work in a city with an active art scene. 3 years later, in 1988, Thiel took her first trip to East Berlin with her friend Theresa Reuter, who would later become her project partner.
Ever since I saw the Berlin Wall in 1988, I thought this is such an amazing encounter with a built environment. And when the wall disappeared and was dismantled, I started realizing that no one would really be able to understand what it felt like to live with that, because as soon as the guards stopped shooting to kill, those stones, those physical remnants, lost their meaning.
Following this experience, Thiel started working on art projects that used virtual realities to help people experience historical times and places. One particular project focused on the Japanese internment camps in the U.S. during World War II. But in 1996, Thiel's attention again returned to the Berlin Wall. A friend of hers was visiting Berlin for the first time and wanted to see what was left of the wall. Her friend was a Yale history graduate and had studied the Cold War, but her reaction to seeing the wall in person got Thiel thinking.
And we found some pieces of it still standing, and she stood there and looked at it and said, you know, it's really not that tall. And I realized if even she, with all the abstract knowledge that she had, if her first emotional reaction was, it really wasn't that tall, you know, what's the big deal here? You know, what will young adults think who were born after the fall of the wall?
Over a decade and much work later, Thiel and her project partner Theresa Reuter debuted their final version of the Virtuelle Mauer in Berlin in 2008, and then officially in 2009 for the 20th anniversary of the Mauerfall. That same year, the Goethe Institute invited them to show the project in Boston, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and even New Delhi, Mumbai, and Sri Lanka. The team, along with artist Sabe Wunsch, has received project grants to show the virtual wall in schools in Germany.
Theresa and Sabe have really been able to show how the piece is not just entertainment, it's not just a pretty art piece, but it can be really used in schools to educate young people in a way that is very hard to do otherwise.
Virtuelle Mauer is running until August 28th. For photos of the exhibit, go to nprberlin.de. For NPR Berlin, I'm Sarah Richards.